AP News.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The House panel investigating the Capitol insurrection wants to speak with a member of the Trump family. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The committee's asking Ivanka Trump to voluntarily cooperate by talking about her actions during the insurrection by Donald Trump's backers. Panel Chair Benny Thompson says she was in direct contact with her father during key moments. The committee wants to know what she knew about his efforts to pressure then-Vice President Pence to reject the election results and about any concerns she may have heard from Pence's staff, lawmakers, and others. The panel cites testimony that Ivanka Trump urged her father to stem the violence. The Supreme Court gave the committee a major win last night by rejecting Donald Trump's bid to block release of White House records it had been seeking. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. is promising a swift, severe response with its allies if Russia sends military forces into Ukraine. But President Biden says Russia has a long history of aggression using tactics other than overt military action.
Paramilitary tactics, so-called gray zone attacks, and actions by Russian soldiers not wearing Russian uniforms.
The Treasury Department today levied new sanctions against four Ukrainian officials accused of involvement in Russian disinformation efforts. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports as he marks 1 year in office, President Biden's approval ratings have taken a slide.
56% of respondents in a new Associated Press NORC poll say they disapprove of how President Biden is handling his job. Just 43% approve of Biden's performance. 43% say they think Biden's presidency's made the country more divided. And less than one-third of Americans in the poll think Biden should seek re-election in 2024.
This is AP News. Alec Baldwin is facing a lawsuit. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has details.
The suit is being filed by the widow and two sisters of a U.S. Marine who was killed in Afghanistan. They claim Alec Baldwin brought social media scorn upon them after telling his Instagram followers that one sister was at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Last year, Baldwin sent Royce McCollum a donation for the family, but in January, after learning that she was at the Trump rally, he criticized her and called her out to his followers. Her suit says that she was there, but acted peacefully, and after an FBI probe, wasn't charged with any criminal acts. For their claim that Baldwin knew all this and still called her out, the suit seeks $25 million in damages. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And Jon Stewart, best known for his 16-year run hosting Comedy Central's The Daily Show, will be the next recipient of the Kennedy Center's Mark Twain Award, the nation's highest for making people laugh. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.